Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's video post, where we're going to continue to practice the loving kindness. Last week, I started by talking about why we might be doing this at this time. And one reason was the divide we have in our country, the us and them, the othering, and how when that's present in the heart and mind, when othering is present, that's the condition that's very supportive for ill will, anger, hatred to arise. And of course, the antidote for that is a loving kindness. So that was, one reason to do the loving kindness practice. Today, I'd like to suggest another reason, and that is we're here. We got born into this world, and we're going to live this life until it's over. That's just so. That's going to happen. And why not live it cultivating wisdom and compassion? We're going to be here. We're going to be doing whatever we're doing as we walk our way through this life. Why not do that in a way that cultivates wisdom and compassion? And today we're, focusing more on the compassion side. So just a very, and in doing that, we bring happiness to our lives, fulfillment. So if we're going to live this life, we're here. We're going to keep going. We might as well do it in a way where we're cultivating something wholesome, feeling more happiness and fulfillment in our lives, and also, as we do this, supporting the happiness of others as well. So just a very pragmatic reason to cultivate loving kindness. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Going to continue on with the progression of instructions. Settling into your posture, wherever that might be. Again, emphasizing the relaxation and ease. So leaning back in the chair, leaning back in the couch, laying down, whatever you can do at home to feel really comfortable. And then since we use some visualization in our loving kindness practice, helpful to have the eyes closed, so letting them come to close gently. And just taking a moment or two to invite the body to soften, relax, settle. And I like to reflect when doing loving kindness that even just this part of taking a moment to let the body relax, that, on some small level, that itself is an act of kindness towards oneself. It's a caring thing to do to support the body being at ease. Connecting with the body somatically. So just feeling that there's a body here sitting. You can notice wherever you feel sensations. It doesn't have to be in a particular place or feel anything special. Just connect in this way with your body. Because to start now, we're going to direct our attention towards the heart center, wherever you feel that is in your body. You're going to direct the attention there and see what sensations you notice in that area of your body. And if you don't notice any sensations, you can widen the focus to encompass a larger part of your body, widening it until you meet some place in the body where you do find sensations. But if you do feel some sensations right at the heart center, let your attention come to rest there. Some people find it helpful to put a hand or two over the heart center to help connect with that part of the body. So just this initial connection, literally, in a physical way to the heart center. Another way that can be helpful to connect to the heart center is to imagine now that you are breathing in and out from that spot in your body. Of course, this is imaginary. Just imagine it. The breath is actually entering the body through the heart center, exiting the body through the heart center. So that each in-breath and out-breath washes over the heart center, kind of bathing it or caressing it with the softness of the breath. In addition, the breathing in and out of the heart center, the breath can act upon the heart the way a musician's breath might act on the reed of a reed instrument, causing it to vibrate and flutter. You can notice that, say, as you breathe in, what effect, if any, does that have on the sensations of the heart center? Same for breathing out. So this is just a simple, general way to start to connect to the heart, and that is bringing your attention to the heart center and connecting in a somatic way. If you resonate with this particular technique, you can also use it with the rest of the instructions I'll be giving. And if you don't resonate with it, and you can just let it go. Let it go now as we move on to start to practice with the easy being. This being in your life where it is very easy to feel kindness towards, caring towards, tenderness. And, you know, classic examples are the pet, the grandchild, the niece, the nephew. Either in your own family or someone you know, their pet, their niece, their nephew. If you feel like there's not someone in or a being in your life that fits that bill, you can look to the past. Any of you parents out there, you know, the newborn. And when you come to this being, when you get a sense of who it's going to be or what it's going to be, bring them to mind as much as you can in a picture. So holding the picture in mind and then seeing if you can recollect, if you can recall in real time now what it feels like when you're with them and feeling kindness and care towards them. It's you, if you can recall that experience, holding the visual in the mind to help support that. Sometimes when we do this with a being, what comes to mind is sometimes when we weren't caring or when they, you know, weren't acting so great. If that happens, we just gently put that to the side and, you know, put our attention on the times when they were acting in a way or when we were feeling kind and caring towards them. And now coming up with a phrase or two or three, short phrase that describe that experience of caring for them. If that were put into words, what would they be? Would they be, I want you to be happy, I love you, I wish for your safety. So shortish phrases like that. And once you've kind of landed on the phrase or phrases, then you repeat them just over and over, holding the picture of the being in your mind and using the phrases to help connect to the feeling in the heart of being with that being and feeling kindness and care towards them. Using this technique to generate a sense of loving kindness in the heart. And now the idea is we use whatever loving kindness we've cultivated and we use that as we move on to the next kind of phase of the practice. So letting go of the visual of this being now and letting go of those phrases and bringing to mind a picture of yourself when you were young, 4, 5, 6 years old, picture perhaps of a particularly happy time, maybe a picture that showed a certain aspect of yourself, maybe it was a picture with a kindness in the eyes or a bright smile. Getting the visual of that. So this is, you know, third person. It's going to be you offering loving kindness to yourself when you were yet that age. So holding the image and now using the exact same phrases that you used with the easy being. Don't change them at all, even if it almost feels awkward at first. Go ahead and use those same phrases now to express kindness and caring towards yourself as that young person. So there's kind of three components to the practice here: the visualization, the felt sense, and the phrases. With the phrases and the visualization in support of cultivating this felt sense of loving kindness. In this moment, loving kindness towards that little one. And we're going to do one more step today. I'm going to go from third person now to first person. So wishing yourself loving kindness as you are now. So I'm shifting from may you be happy, or whatever the phrase is, to may I be happy. See if you can offer that to yourself now. Wishing that for yourself. May I feel loved. May I be safe and protected, etc. So there's a sense of both giving and receiving at the same time. Staying connected to the heart center if you resonated with that practice. Not worrying too much about the outcome, just doing your best to follow the instructions. And now letting go of the image of yourself, if you brought an image. Letting go of the phrases, just taking a moment or two to sit quietly with whatever level of loving kindness is present in your heart, your mind. Kind of bathing in it. May our practice of loving kindness benefit ourselves, our own hearts, and may it benefit living beings everywhere. Thank you. Nice to practice the loving kindness practice with you. And as with all of our formal practice, that can be brought out into our daily life. Lots of times I hear people saying, yeah, I was just walking down the street. I was on the street corner today, and I just took 30 seconds to, in my mind, wish everyone who walked by well and happiness. So anytime you remember, right, sati, to remember, anytime you remember, you can do that. It's always available. Okay, we'll continue this practice next week. Want to take you through all the categories, because eventually we want to try to practice with all beings, even beings that are felt as difficult for us. Okay, until then, I wish you well. Have a good few days. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.